SBS Radio.
Dean Witters played more than 200 games in the NRL, but well before he became a leader in Indigenous Rugby League, he says he experienced racism while at school.
It was a regular occurrence, you know. Kids would call your names, you'd always be treated differently. Adults would call your names when you're playing sport and stuff like that. And racism was something that, you know, we dealt with all too often when we were kids.
The findings of the Speak Out Against Racism survey indicate that remains an issue. The results suggest more than 40% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students and those from ethnic minority backgrounds had been discriminated against by their peers. More than a third reported experiencing discrimination in wider society, while close to 20% of Indigenous students said they faced discrimination from teachers. Dean Witters says he isn't surprised.
I'm not actually surprised by those statistics, because I think having real conversations and coming up with real solutions around racism and the effects of it and how it hurts and what it actually is, it doesn't happen in this country too well.
Associate Professor Naomi Priest from the Australian National University is one of the report's authors. She describes what students reported.
These are hard conversations for people. I think we need to recognise that. And the sorts of experiences that students reported to us were things like being disciplined unfairly or put in a lower ability class or group.
The report's authors described the findings as confronting and are calling for programs that help school communities and society at large address racism and discrimination. Naomi Priest explains.
Schools are a microcosm of wider society, so it shouldn't all be on students, it shouldn't all be on teachers, but what plays out in the systems and institutions of society, of course, it filters down to the schoolyards.
When asked about their responses to racial bullying, students were more likely to report defending behaviours, such as supporting the victim or trying to stop the behaviour, rather than assisting the bully. It's a response that provides hope to people like Dean Witters. The times will soon change. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.